Opponents of the bill argue the Board of Regents lacks power and resources to uphold federal immigration law. Legal counsel for the Board of Regents also states the system is not considered complicit in harboring criminals under federal statute. Senator Stace Nelson sponsors SB 103. He says he tried to work with the BOR to determine the impact of illegal immigration on the school system, but didn't receive what he called a straight answer. He says the rule of law is being subverted in the name of politics.
Then I say, why don't we start doing that for South Dakotans that are here legally, that have supported this state, that are paying, that are supporting the state on its back? Are we going to start saying, if you commit DWI, we're not going to prosecute that? What other crimes are we going to grant amnesty for? If we're going to grant anybody amnesty, it should be South Dakotans. How about our veterans that have paid for the price of freedom?
Others took issue with Senator Nelson's justification for the bill. Senator Troy Hinart serves communities on the Rosebud Reservation. He says the handout the committee received claims illegal immigration costs the state millions of dollars through limited English programs. He says that's misleading.
There's about 80% of the kids in my community that qualify for LEP. Those kids are not illegal aliens. These kids were here, these families were here first. So if we really want to have a conversation about illegal immigration, we can go back a couple hundred years. I'll be glad to have that conversation.
Hinart's substitute motion to move the bill to the 41st day passes with a 5-2 vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.